It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Later in the hour, we escape our current times to travel back in time to learn what researchers have discovered recently about our human ancestors. And then, even later in the program, we travel back even farther before hominids roamed the Earth over 3 billion years ago to when the Earth was a water world of submerged continents. But first, let's talk about our current times and troubles. How has the COVID-19 outbreak impacted Iowa trade and business? That's a central question I'll be asking Mark Schneider. He's a project manager at Iowa State University's Center for Industrial Research and Service. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start by having you give us, please, an overview of China's impact here since they were first hit by COVID-19. China has effectively been in economic lockdown for about a month. Tell us, what can be said about how the new coronavirus is affecting Iowa trade and business?
I think the biggest impact has been just uncertainty with Iowa companies and manufacturers in terms of what kind of impact and supply chain disruptions they will see. Everyone knows that manufacturing was shut down for quite a while, and it's now coming back, and employees are being allowed to return to work, and shipping is starting to resume as well as now. But of course, there's a 4 to 6 week lead time from when something leaves China to when it actually gets here in Iowa. So a lot of companies are just kind of watching and cautious about whether they're going to get the goods that they've ordered or get them in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Explain a little bit about how that works for those of us not acquainted with world supply chains. How could Iowa businesses and what type of Iowa business are dependent on parts from China and other parts of the world that may be affected by COVID-19?
The world's really a global supply chain anymore, so there could be companies in Iowa which are directly purchasing from suppliers in China. There's a lot of the metal casting and electronics business has moved to China. It's the lowest cost producer, so a lot of companies are sourcing from there. Then there's also, we found a lot of companies here in Iowa which are not directly purchasing from suppliers in China, but they're supplying either companies who are assembling something that are getting other components from China. So if their business slows down, it affects the Iowa supplier. Or there's companies such as we had one we were working with who does graphics printing, and they buy their ink from a local distributor. However, that local distributor gets the pigments from China. So there can be a lot of knock-on effects if you don't fully understand your supply chain.
Can you say what sectors here in Iowa, what types of businesses will be most impacted? How much can we know about that at this point?
It can really impact all the business, and we were slightly surprised, or at least I was, as to how broad it could be. We've had cases where food manufacturers have run into potential shortages of protective gloves that their employees wear that eventually, are originally sourced in China. Again, another food manufacturer that was ordering food processing equipment from Italy, and it's now obviously stuck in the ports in Italy and not being able to be shipped out. And there's food ingredients as well. A lot of the raw materials that go into that, some of the antibiotics and whatnot, are coming from China. So there's a lot of very intricate supply chains, and each company really needs to kind of identify who their suppliers are, who the suppliers are to their suppliers, and map that all out to really understand what impacts they could be facing.
I wonder if, individuals are anxious about the impact of COVID-19. Individual consumers, for instance, we've had a run on toilet paper, I'm sure you've heard about, or diapers, of people thinking, well, if I have to be at home for a long period of time, I need these supplies. And so there's been a bit of anxiety and perhaps, people rushing out, clearing off store shelves. Does that happen in the business world, too, that people maybe overshoot the mark and have a little more anxiety than they need to have?
Sure. It happens, I think, a couple different ways. It's kind of, if you sense that there's going to be shortages from your supplier, you start scrambling to find alternative suppliers. And obviously, everyone else is doing the same thing. So you're kind of competing against a larger audience and trying to find that alternative source of supply. We've had companies who have run into shortages or issues in getting things like personal protective equipment, gowns, gloves, masks, cleaning supplies for the business that they normally wouldn't have issues with. And some of that's driven by, you know, the consumers kind of taking up that demand, that capacity for that.
I wonder, Mark, if we've seen this type of trade disruption in the supply chains before. We had SARS and MERS, SARS in 2003, MERS more recently in 2015. Is this comparable in any way?
In a small scale, yes, but this COVID-19 has had a much greater impact because of its rapid spread and its larger numbers. While the fatality rate is much lower, the number of people infected is significantly higher than SARS or MERS. So it's where those previous outbreaks, there was only very kind of localized impacts if you happen to be a supplier or a manufacturer in one of those affected areas, where this COVID-19 is really more on a country level. And we're seeing it now with, you know, the impacts in South Korea and Italy, with Italy just announcing, you know, they're shutting down a large portion of the country here to deal with the COVID-19. And that's something we haven't really seen with any of the other outbreaks.
Can you say how the average Iowan will be impacted by what's happening in trade here?
It's really hard to predict some of these impacts. As of right now, I mean, the flow of trade coming from China seems to be resuming. And kind of once we get over this initial kind of short-term bubble, hopefully things will level out. You know, there could potentially be similar impacts with supplies and products coming out of South Korea and Italy, a couple other hard-hit areas. But as long as things stay somewhat status quo in the U.S., I don't foresee a lot of impacts with consumers. However, if the U.S. has an outbreak similar to some of the other areas, then it's kind of all bets off and kind of wait and see to what the impacts will be.
Okay, so that's one of the open questions going forward, the degree to which it spreads here in the United States for you. Any other big questions on your mind that would help determine how this is going to play out?
I think from the U.S. perspective, the biggest question is how fast does it spread and does it impact supply chain? So are companies starting to shut down, are transportation companies keeping their drivers home, those types of things. You know, the one impact we have seen is airlines are starting to reduce their schedules, which does have knock-on effects on freight because a lot of cargo moves in the belly of passenger aircraft, especially internationally. Mm-hmm. So that can have an impact. So it's just kind of, you know, waiting to see how far or how fast things spread in the U.S. if they do. And that's kind of hard for me to predict.
Right. Are there any companies you've heard of that are perhaps even benefiting from the supply chain disruptions?
There are a few. Obviously, you know, the companies that are producing hand sanitizers, face masks, and those types of things are doing quite well. But even on the industrial side, we've had a company which here in Iowa, which makes electric cords, power cords and plugs and whatnot, which is an alternative to the Chinese suppliers. And they've seen an increase in their business and they've increased their capacity to be able to support companies who are looking for alternatives to those types of products that they used to get from China.
Do you think that this means any permanent changes in trade, in supply chains? Will this, as far as we can tell right now, sort of snap back into the previous position and relationships with trade and suppliers? Or does this sort of situation tend to kind of reshape it going forward and it stays that way?
It will kind of depend, kind of wait and see how companies react. I think a combination of the, you know, recent trade war that's been affecting the different tariffs between the U.S. and China specifically, then added on top of this with the COVID-19 impacts, I think a lot of companies have started to see some of the risk of putting, in a sense, too many eggs in one basket, doing sole sourcing from China. So I do think there'll be companies who are looking to diversify their supply chain, diversify their supplier base to manage their business risk better. And that's one of the areas we work with companies on to help them understand their supply chain risk and how they can manage that.
Yeah, which brings us to the end of this conversation, and I want to end by having you share what Iowa State University's Center for Industrial Research and Service has in terms of its ability to provide information and support. What do you do there, and who can you help?
Well, we work with all kinds of companies across Iowa, a lot with manufacturers, but other types of service companies as well. We have established a web page or a page on our website specific to COVID-19. It's cirrus.iastate.edu/COVID-19. But on that page, companies can find resources in terms of how they can help get educated and manage their supply chain risk, as well as to how companies can prepare their own business to protect their business and protect their employees from the spread of COVID-19. And then we also offer to companies who are seeing impacts from this crisis, no assistance help or no cost assistance help to them to help them manage this issue.
Okay, Mark Schneider, thank you very much. Project Manager at Iowa State University's Center for Industrial Research and Service. And Mark, to find those resources, I'm sure you can send a browser to search for Iowa State University's Center for Industrial Research and Service and find it as well, right? The COVID page.
Correct.
Okay, Mark Schneider, thank you very much.